I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today, WGXC's Kimberly Irwin will speak with Stephanie Monsu, co-founder of the Bindlestiff Family Circus, which relocated from New York City to Hudson, New York in 2005. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Makers Syndicate, plus radio news about Russia's hacking attacks against Ukraine. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
The Alan DeVoe Bird Club will lead participants on a bird walk through the Art O' My Sculpture and Architecture Park on Saturday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. You might spot a green heron during the walk through 200 acres of hedgerow, woodland, grassland, and pond habitat on the Art O' My grounds in Ghent in Columbia County. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many others. You can even add your own event there at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC local news for Thursday, April 28th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Larry Parnas and Amanda Burke report for the Berkshire Eagle that the Pittsfield Police Department's internal investigation into the death of Miguel Estrella on March 25th has determined the officer who shot and killed him followed the department's use of force guidelines. The team also determined that Estrella posed an immediate threat when he came at an officer with a raised knife at a fast pace. The preliminary report produced by the department's force investigation team was released April 27th. According to the report, Officer Nicholas Sandrini fired twice after repeated efforts to stop Estrella with less lethal means failed, and after officers had backed 120 feet away from him into Oneida Street traffic. Estrella, 22, died that night from two gunshot wounds to his torso. The department called the outcome, quote, tragic, unquote, but found that the officers followed proper procedures. The document says police did not have the option of compelling Estrella to be placed in psychiatric care. The officers involved in the incident were identified in the report, and the investigation determined that police on the scene felt Estrella's actions ran the risk of harming a woman present. The work of the department's investigatory team continues, and a complete report will be filed in the coming weeks, according to a statement approved by Police Chief Michael Wynn. Neither Wynn, Estrella's sister, or mother were immediately available for comment on April 27th. The Berkshire District Attorney's Office is conducting its own separate criminal investigation into the fatal shooting. The report was released one day after a petition was delivered to the Pittsfield City Council calling for city police officers to be equipped with body cameras. Read more about the story in the Berkshire Eagle. Andrea Macco reports for Porcupine Soup that the GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare Division is expected to soon become an independent company. The newly created Haleon will be, quote, a world leader in consumer healthcare, unquote, with a portfolio of global names including Sensodyne, Voltaren, Panadol, and Centrum. Sensodyne is among the products manufactured at the GlaxoSmithKline facility in Oak Hill on State Route 145 in Greene County. Representatives from GlaxoSmithKline have yet to comment on how the merger will impact Oak Hill, but a changeover to Haleon is expected, according to sources. GSK shareholders will likely vote on the demerger in July. Under the corporate restructuring plan, GSK will retain its vaccine and pharmaceutical divisions. In late February, the English company inquired with the Greene County Industrial Development Agency about a new pilot or payment in lieu of taxes agreement. Quote, their pilot ended over a year ago, unquote, IDA Executive Director April Ernst told the IDA Board of Directors at its February meeting. Quote, they wanted to ask about extending their pilot or a new pilot. I explained that the IDA doesn't roll back taxes. We don't harm the jurisdiction. So if they feel their assessment is high, they should work on an appraisal or work with the town, unquote. GlaxoSmithKline's last pilot was part of an incentive package negotiated 10 years ago to keep the company operations in Oak Hill and retain 260 local jobs. Currently, GlaxoSmithKline is taxed at full assessment value on its multiple parcels on State Route 145 and Elliott Place. Read more about the story at porcupinesoup.com. And Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that state lawmakers are being urged to approve legislation to strengthen the state's anti-drunk driving laws. One provision would lower the threshold for driving while intoxicated to 0.05% blood alcohol content. The measures backed by Mothers Against Drunk Driving are meant to build on prior laws, such as requiring ignition interlocks for people convicted of drunk driving and making a DWI with a child passenger a felony offense. In a letter to state lawmakers released on April 27th, the group cited a rise in drunk driving during the COVID-19 pandemic. Prior to the onset of the crisis, the number of drunk driving deaths increased from 256 to 283. MAD wants a stronger ignition interlock law in place, including one that would apply to drivers who are convicted of DWI, and is backing decreasing the DWI threshold from 0.08% to 0.05 blood alcohol content, a move MAD said could result in a decline in roadway deaths. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com and read about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org. This is Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC Renewable Weather from your solar-powered radio station. Thursday, sunny skies are predicted with a high of 47 and a stiff breeze. Northwest wind of 17 to 22 miles per hour is forecast with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour to spin the local windmills. The wind continues at night with a northwest wind around 14 miles per hour and a low around just 30 degrees Thursday night. So get those plants inside if you got anything growing outdoors. It might freeze. Friday, sunny skies are again the forecast for the local solar panels with a high of 52 and a northwest wind at 13 to 15 miles per hour for the windmills. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 34 and a northwest wind 7 to 11 miles per hour. Saturday is also sunny, 3 days in a row, with a high of 56 and a low around 34. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
The world is all about looking, seeing, and wonder for writer and naturalist Leslie Sharp.
The thing about the Catskills is the sky. It's always changing. And looking out and seeing these colors, these soft little brushstrokes starting in the hills, you know, in the fall and in the spring, it's like living in an impressionist painting here.
To hear more voices from around the Catskills and Hudson Valley, listen to Ginger Radio Hour every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Music plus people on Ginger Radio Hour. Only on WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ralph Gartner of Valencia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
All day Saturday, April 30th, WGXC will broadcast the ninth edition of Reveille from SoundCamp. The Reveille broadcast follows the dawn chorus around the planet, listening to the sounds of dawn at various points around the earth, starting in London, heading across the Atlantic Ocean, stopping at Wave Farm in the 5 a.m. hour, and then crossing the United States, the Pacific Ocean, Asia, Africa, and Europe, and heading back to London at 1 a.m. on Sunday, May 1st. Tune in all 25 hours of the Reveille broadcast from midnight Saturday, April 30th to 1 a.m. on Sunday, May 1st on WGXC 90.7 FM and Wave Farm Standing Wave Radio at wavefarm.org.
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day.
Here is 2019 music from Wet Tuna, which is Copaik's Pat Gubler and Matt Valentine from up in Vermont way. The album is called Water Weird, released in 2019, and this is the first song, Poor Old Interstellar, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.